What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
All right, take two. Yeah. All right.
We didn't press record.
We didn't press record. Hey, we must... This is a real podcast, man. Yeah. You forget to press record.
I'm glad you caught it, boy. Man.
I'm glad it looks different when you look down at it.
Yeah.
Anyway, got to say all that again. If it's your first time tuning in, we appreciate it. If you're back, you know what we're about. If it's your first time, this was a podcast talking about, I don't know, we was giving advice on manhood and not even manhood.
Love just and relationships. Love,
all of that. Just a black man's point of view, black father, husband, uncle, but right, we've been going left, right, up, down, front, back.
Because it's hard to stay on those topics.
Every week, we've been consistent for now 33 weeks. We skipped 1 week because we had to. But that's it. And like I said, we ain't gonna get no producer until we start bringing in more money on this thing.
Yeah, we need some
more money, period. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, right now we just doing this for y'all's entertainment, but y'all got to support us. If you're listening, make sure you rate and review. If you're watching, we appreciate it. But go over there and rate and review on the listening stuff.
Click the thumbs up button.
All of that jazz. Mm-hmm. Anyway. We got all that jazz out the business. Get something off my chest.
Get something off your chest.
Man. So, my mother-in-law and my wife called me one day, right? I don't know what I'm doing. It's like in the evening. And I know Angel, she went over to her mom's house. Mm-hmm. And it was like late in the evening or whatever. Anyway, they called me. It has nothing to do with anything. They called me. I can't remember if I'm on computer doing something, watching the game. I don't know. I'm in the middle of something. And they called me. And asked me a question. Basically, her mom caught a flat tire.
Okay.
And she was like, the guy told me that we looked and looked for the spare tire. We couldn't find one. So the guy told me because it's a newer SUV, it didn't come with a spare tire. Because after 2015, they stopped putting spare tires in a lot of cars for like fuel efficiency and stuff.
What?
And I'm halfway listening. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. And then I get off the phone. Like 10 minutes go by.
Fuel efficiency.
Yes. Like 10 minutes go by. And it starts going back through my mind. I'm like, hold on, what did they? So I call my wife back. I'm like, hold up. Now, did you say your mom? I had to rerun the story. Yeah, so now I'm halfway in trouble because they know I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did you say it wasn't even a spot for the spare tire? And, you know, she got my speech. She was like, yeah, it wasn't a spot for it. He said it didn't come with it. I said, let me call you because I called on my Android. I said, I'm going to FaceTime you on the app. So FaceTime wife. I said, go out there to your mom's truck. It's a 2022 Ford Explorer. Uh-huh. I said, there's nothing under the, you don't see no spare tire under the back bumper. Mm. She was like, nah. I said, okay, open the trunk.
Yes.
I said, lift the floorboard of the trunk. I said, she showed me. She lifts it. It's a little compartment for storage.
Yeah.
I said, okay, lift that.
Yeah.
So she's reaching and reaching, found something. She pulling, found it. She raises that. There's the spare tire. So you got this man. Mm. She called AAA. AAA apparently does like third party stuff, right?
Goodness gracious.
So you got this man, who, whatever company he was with, I wish I knew because I'd call him out right now.
Yeah.
Whatever company he was with, that's all he does is deal with vehicles all day, every day. You a tow man.
Yeah.
Whether you pulling cars out of wrecks, whether you transporting vehicles, whether you going to get fixed people's cars and put them on your truck for spare time. That's all you do is vehicles. That's your career. At least one of them.
What's up with this joke?
And you don't know how to find a spare tire?
Who? I know people know that the back floorboard of these SUVs come up, man.
It didn't click until I was running it back. I just wasn't really thinking. And they said it wasn't even a space for the spare tire. Because I'm like, if you ain't got a spare tire, who knows? Ain't no telling. I advise you not to even get that truck.
Yeah.
But you got it. Great. Hopefully they didn't rip you off. But hold on. Not even a space for the spare tire in an SUV that comes in four-wheel drive option?
That's...
I said, something ain't right. That's when I called back. That's all this man does. And he had a whole backstory on why the vehicle did not come with a goddamn spare tire.
But once she found it, what was his excuse?
No, he wasn't there. No, this happened. They were telling me this like a day or two later. My wife thought it was weird. So she called me and was like, have you ever heard of this before? And I was like, I don't know, maybe. So that's when I called back like, hold on, what did you say? You know, this happened. They called me like on a Tuesday. This happened like on a Saturday.
What happened to the spare tire, though? What happened? Did they have to get it towed somewhere?
No, she caught a flat tire.
She caught a flat.
So she called AAA.
Yep.
So they ended up just providing her with a tire.
Oh, okay.
Because that was my question. I said, so wait, did you buy a tire? She was like, no, I don't pay for nothing. He got a tire and put it on there. Mm-hmm. And that's when I drove it in to, you know, do whatever. I was just like, I said, first of all, you need to call them, let them know that dude or that company, whoever they are, don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So that ain't even it. But wait, there's more. So then she said, while they're out there and I showing them, you know, spare tire, you got the jack there, you got the lug nut wrench and all of that. It's all there, all mm-hmm. neatly packaged.
I was about to say, that's a new car.
Yeah, brand new.
Yeah.
I don't think that thing got 3,000 miles on it yet.
Yeah.
Because she's been out of town a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So then she goes, how much error should be in the tire? Because the guy told me 50. She said, I can't remember what he said, but he said 50 something should be in the tire. It's generally put it in.
PSI?
Yeah, he said PSI, but she couldn't remember. Again, she don't know his stuff. She don't need to know. She got
now,
me, I guess.
I'm going to stop you. From what? My knowledge, supposed to be like 44 or something like that.
Let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
That's why I said, wait, okay. There's more. So I'm thinking, I'm like 50. That's a lot.
Yeah.
PSI is pounds per square inch.
Yeah.
50 PSI is a lot of pressure in a tire. So I was like, if you go, and this is for y'all too, if you go and open your door, it's either going to be on the door itself, on the inside of the door, or the door frame.
Yep,
it'll be sticker. Right there. Yep. It'll be a sticker. And if it's an SUV or a truck, it'll say towing capacity. It'll give tire pressure, all of that jazz. So I said, go look. What does it say? And they said, it says, I think it said 33. Mm-hmm. I said, how much do you remember? He said he was going to put 40. I said, all right, you 7 over. It's already getting cooler outside. You good. You're going to lose pressure anyway because it's cooler outside. I said, but no, never 50.
Yeah.
You know, how, first of all, the ride would have been a lot rougher.
Yeah.
Even in California, it gets cold in the mornings and in the evenings.
Tag gonna pop.
You hit a curb or something, you go over a speed bump too hard or a pothole with that much extra pressure in your tire and it being cold, it will pop your tire.
Golly. Golly.
For professionals. I just got one more before. Nah, I ain't gonna do it. What you got to say about it?
I this happens all the time now.
Yeah.
I used to work at Home Depot in the paint department.
Uh-huh.
All right. So everybody goes to Home Depot and asks these questions. Hey, what color paint or what sheen should I use for my kitchen or my sheen for my
and
bedroom?
It's an art design. That's a desire.
Just like what should I put there?
Mm-hmm.
But they would be asking a 17-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Or a 16-year-old girl or somebody that has no experience in this and listen to these folk. So if you don't know, your high glosses and your satins go around your trim.
Satin,
right?
Yeah.
And your satins and your high glosses go into your bathrooms and in your kitchen areas because they can be wiped down,
mm-hmm.
okay, from grease and all that.
Yeah.
Your ceilings are flat. Your bedrooms can be flat or eggshell, but literally they come in and my coworkers be selling them deck paint.
Oh, base.
The person to come in, because you can go in Home Depot and just grab the can of paint, like, hey, I want this. And you be like, what you doing? Oh, I'm painting the house. What rooms you paint? Oh, no, I'm painting on the outside. No. They ask them, oh, you painting on the outside? No, I'm painting the inside of the house. And they have outside deck paint.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes in this color, right?
Yeah.
So instead of telling them, they don't even have the knowledge.
You got inside paint. You got outside paint inside. You got stronger odors.
You got everything.
You got all of that. Yeah.
So, man, people be going to the house just tearing their houses. Don't even know. Thinking Yeah. They getting the experts' advice.
Right.
But man, you them folk at Home Depot, you have few of them that know what they talking about. But most mm-hmm. of them do not know a damn thing about their yeah. section that they work in. Oh, right. This is my section.
Yeah.
You know,
they trying to get in furniture. They don't care nothing about electrical. Like, man, where's your 12 gauge wire? He don't know.
They don't know. They don't be knowing. And that screwed up this dude talking about there was no trunk space or no spare tire after 2015.
And had a full backstory of why, though.
That's an SUV. That tire big as hell, sitting back there, just big, snugged in the fat. Back. Just
yeah, mm. You can put a body in there.
I wish somebody would use me.
Oh, I can. Ooh, when I get my chance, I'm gonna shine. Just put me in, coach.
This guy.
But I know you deal with it. This, you know, being mechanically inclined, I've dealt with it. The same reason, and knowing like about cars and stuff. Like when I go to a car dealership, I usually know more about the cars than the salesman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, they start telling me basic. Oh, this is the new model, and it's got, you know, Bluetooth. That, man, that, I, you know, I always throw them a curveball. I ask them something about the engine or the transmission.
Yeah,
just so they'll leave me alone. Not even being like an asshole about it. I'm just like, so does this have the 7-speed or the 10-speed in it? Because I know the other one had the AT4 transmission. Did they upgrade that, or yeah. Is the software the same? And they'll just be like, like.
Let me go ask my manager. You know what he's talking about.
But
I think from this though, people should ask questions
mm-hmm.
and don't care how you're making that other person feel. Like, no, explain this to me. Why does this work this way?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you saying this? Because taken advantage of.
Yeah. If you don't know something, there's no, know it or not, there's no such thing as a dumb question.
Yeah.
People, they ask me questions, family member, even people DM me, leave comment, like I'm sure you get it too. You post a video doing something in your house.
Mm.
People's like, hey, this might be a dumb question. I'm like, there's no such thing. Somebody asked me recently I posted a cruising video in the Mustang and a lady was like, this might be a dumb question, but, is that a V8 engine? I'm like, that's not a dumb question. That's a legitimate question. It's nothing. Don't be afraid to ask a dumb question. That's the only way you learn.
Yeah.
Go into detail. If they can't explain something to where you understand it, they probably don't know what they're talking about fully. That's somebody told me that. A dude I used to work with, he said, if somebody can explain something complex and make it sound simple, that means they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
But the tire thing, it even happened. I was telling Goose earlier, I had some guys come out to look at one of the locks, and before they got there, the locks to my house, and before they got there, I took it apart myself, and I looked because I got some unwanted experience, a lot of unwanted locksmith experience.
Yeah.
I didn't want none of that stuff, but I got a very vast knowledge of locks. So when I took it apart, I realized the part that they're bringing most likely is not compatible with the door set up. I'm just going to have to get the doors replaced. But when the guy came, I explained to him, and he was just like, oh, okay. But the thing is he's not an expert. He's not a locksmith either. He just knows that component that he's putting on and used to it working.
That universal piece.
Yeah, it's a universal piece. But as far as cars and stuff, get as much knowledge as you can on something like that. Just the general stuff. Tires, you know, Angel was like, see, you need to start posting these videos again. Because they're helpful. I think I'm going to go back in and start doing it. But just get as much knowledge as you can on stuff that is yours, that you own. Simple knowledge. It don't have to be anything complex. You ain't got to know the type of transmission fluid to put in your car, nothing like that. But know, if you go get an oil change, what your oil looks like and smells like. It should smell sweet. It should have a sweet smell. If your oil, you pull your dipstick out and it smells burnt, the oil's old. It needs to be changed.
They don't know what dipsticks is either.
I'll show them in my upcoming series of videos.
Post all of that. Every bit of it. I'm telling you, because my wife tells me people do not think like you. And
she's not says even, it all the time.
Yeah.
This is simple to
Kev, you. I bet you care. Kev, I bet you care don't know what a dipstick is.
Poor guy. That boy.
Do you care? I bet you
leave
don't.
Him alone.
Hey, I was laughing about, you were talking about people asking questions. So I want to address this. I will keep on addressing it. It is not bothering me. But I got literally 5 DMs, same question about my vasectomy. The exact same question.
What'd they say?
Are you busting the same? And do you last longer in bed? I'm like, what?
So we talked about it on the episode.
So I sent I sent them the link. Like, hey, look at the episode. But I will tell you exactly what I said in the episode.
Yeah.
So everything is fine.
Nothing changes.
It's you have to get over the fact that something that you just had that procedure, you're going to be nervous. You're thinking it's going to hurt
the first time,
but it's not going.
That
to.
First time after, I thought a testicle was going to shoot through my tube. I ain't know.
You're going to hold back just a little bit. You're going to be like, oh. You know, that's going to happen. And I want to address, it's women.
Mm-hmm.
And you let that woman make you have a vasectomy?
Oh, women say that?
Oh.
I used to men be like.
No. Then there was another one. I'm reading the comments.
Let's talk about this. See, I don't be in comments. I need to start going about the comments.
Then another one said, God bless you. I hope your marriage work out, because she can get married. She can go get married and have more children, and you can't.
Shallow. That's what that is. It's ignorance and shallowness.
So I want you all to understand this for the ones who care. I got a vasectomy because I don't want to have any more children with anybody, right? So whether I get a divorce or not, I don't want any more children. Whether I find somebody, Beyonce wants to have my kids, baby, I'm all that.
We can try.
We can try.
I'm
Beyonce,
sorry.
We can try.
Beyonce asked me for a kid. I might say, ain't no telling. I was like, Angel, guess what? I think I'm going to be able to pull this one off.
Oh, call the doc back up, man. You sure we can't reverse this? But
Them two is going to be in there. Come on, let's get it.
I don't want any more
get
children.
Get that child support.
That'd be stupid. Get a percentage of that. The baby stand with me.
Hey, Greg, what kind of Porsche you want, man? I got an extra one. Go ahead, man.
That'd be crazy. But look, I don't want any more children. Now, did I ever think about a vasectomy? No, I wasn't aware of one in the beginning, right? So, Tony and you had one.
Mm-hmm.
And then after me and my wife had our second child, I was like, man, we can't. I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah. I don't like the pregnancy procedures. Yeah. I don't like none of this life-threatening type situation. So, the tubes getting tired and burnt, that was a suggestion. And then the wife was like, what about a vasectomy? I was literally like, what is a vasectomy? I didn't know that. I'm 37, 38 years old. I didn't even know men could even get this procedure. So
best
then
best birth controls has ever existed.
So then I was like, oh shoot, yeah, what is it, a pill or whatever? They're like, no, you got the I'm like, oh yeah. I was like, nope, nah, you can get your tubes tied, blase. So starting to think about her getting the tubes out, and they was telling me
procedure.
What they had to do. She was just opened up. They got to reopen and go behind her abdominal.
Yeah.
Cavity.
No, I to hear my tongue.
There you go.
Too.
And redo all this stuff over again. So after they told me that, I was like, oh man, you can snip me up. But no, my wife didn't force me to get a vasectomy. I wasn't I wasn't forced to do it. I wanted to do it because now I don't have to worry about her taking her pills. Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about the IUD irritating her stomach or getting lost off up in there.
Mm-hmm.
They got another birth control that like sits up underneath your skin.
Yeah.
I know a girl that she just bumped into a wall or something and it got infected because it broke or whatever.
I couldn't imagine.
I'm straight. I ain't got to worry about nothing. She ain't got to worry about nothing. Her hormones are good. I don't see what the issue is. Plus, what I eat shouldn't make you shit. You did. What I'm doing over here, that's my wife. It's my penis. My balls. You know what I'm saying? Accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to translate for you?
Go ahead. Playboy.
Nah. I'm going to Melissa translate for you.
Hey, Melissa be in here talk with you.
Because she don't be using no nothing vulgar. I'll be like, let me translate for you.
Well, I said all the medical terms. Penis.
I was just saying, hey, shut the fuck up. Let him do him.
That's clear, yeah.
We said everything on the video already.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there ain't nobody forcing nobody to do nothing. Where does toxic people come from in your DM?
I don't know. I think when Kev posted the churchy video, a lot more people visited my page.
Yeah, we done had some shade room people come through.
Yeah, and they
people that don't know the culture.
What? You cut your manhood off?
That's the ignorant part of it.
But then you got the funny ones.
Oh, yeah.
The guys are like, seriously, man. Did they take your scrotum out? Like, you take your balls?
Yeah.
I'm like,
go
nah,
watch
man.
The video, man. Google it, man. Google vasectomy procedure.
They didn't take my balls out, man. It's just
that's what they be thinking. They think they castrate. Like, cut your.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, people don't know. But
yeah, man, I did it all because I wanted to do it. And it's
That's some random people that just came through messing up. Yeah, come on. They ain't messing up nothing, but it's like, come on. But it's a lot of people out there that think like it. I seen a video recently.
Mm-hmm.
And a dude, what's it called? Stitched it or what's it called? Duet or whatever. Anyway, it's a woman. I'm going to call her hood rat just because what she said was stupid. Ladies, if your man sleeping on his stomach, he ain't a real. And dude's like, we can't do nothing. Now, you got people that be having that type of logic.
We can't do nothing, yeah. That's
like,
true.
Look, nothing. I said this to a dude. This is years ago when I first moved out here. I was, doing building engineering, maintenance and stuff. And we had these flashlights. A lot of times we was above ceilings.
Mm.
So I used to keep a little pin flashlight on me because it wasn't bulky. It was easy. Just put it in my pocket if I needed to see something in the dark. It was real bright. Hit it. And one time this little short dude, when I say short, he was like the height of this barrel. So he already had, you taller than the barrel, Goose. Quit taking stuff personal. No, but the reason I say that because he was like big, like Machissimo type, everything. So he was like, why don't you get a man's flashlight? Why you got that little thing? Why don't you get a man's flashlight? And it sounded stupid to me because why would I carry around this big, heavy flashlight taking up space when I can just pull this out and see? And I was like, the day I need a flashlight to solidify my manhood, I'm not a real man. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Shut up. Yeah. But you got these people. I don't know where they get it from. I don't know if that video of old girl was serious or not. But it's not the first time I've heard these rants of people. You ain't a real man if you wear this color or because you sleep a certain way. First of all, I'm sleep. It's like, if I'm sleep, I'm good. Granted, I sleep on my side, but I'm like, what's the sleeping? What does any of this stuff have to do with being a man? I'm asking, and I consider myself a man. If anybody question it, let me know.
Yeah, I ain't got no words for it. I don't know. I couldn't even explain
it. Stuff is still, and I hate the internet. It was probably, I hate the internet.
Talking about the internet.
Let's get on this internet.
Let's talk, hold on.
I'm about to go off on a different rant now.
Let's talk about the internet, man.
Oh, speaking of man, can we talk about the other thing? Because it's talking about manhood.
Oh, yeah.
And my son was in a play, as y'all know, he was Willy Wonka.
Sure enough was.
Yeah, Willy Wonka. And everybody's like, Tank, did you cry? Look, I did not cry not one single time. Didn't even almost cry until The end of that first show. Yeah. When it first started, I was too nervous. I was nervous for him. I get what they call sympathy or empathy, whatever, secondary, whatever it's called. Anyway, yeah. I get nervous with people that's like performing and up on stage. It happens all the time. When I went on tour with Kevin M, the first time they went up, I mean, I didn't go on tour, but the first time I went and the first time going up, I was nervous for him. Don't too much happen to me, but I do it for other people. Anyway, so of course he walks out, you know, he opens up the show. He's first thing you see.
Yeah.
He walks out on stage, says a little bit, sings his song, whatever. I'm like, God dang. Whole show. Then at the end, you know, everybody's come out, everybody's clapping, giving ovations and stuff. So it's a big cast and crew. Mm-hmm. Like it's all the Oompa Loompas. I've seen the video. Yeah. So then he's the very last person to walk out.
Yeah.
And he went and bowed. Boy, I'm trying to tell you. I was like, The reason I ain't scared to cry. The reason I had to help because I wanted to see. I knew if I started crying the way I was feeling, I wasn't gonna be able to see nothing. I would have been no good. I told Angel I would have been ugly crying. Somebody would have thought I was down there arguing with somebody. What's that video?
That was so crazy.
But man, I was so proud of that dude. But yeah, like something like that. Somebody see a grown man cry. Oh, I ain't a man because I cried at my son's play. Like, what is that? Come on. Get up off of that crap, man. I wish. Now, stuff like that, I wish they could limit. Like, you know how you talk about they control inside. I want them to control all of that crap.
Oh, man.
Make it disappear. Anyway, go ahead. I ain't going to interrupt no more.
The internet is a double-edged sword, knife, whatever you want to call it. Literally, y'all, I'm always the one talking about, because I think for myself now, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the internet does not help it. So literally, you can find anything good or positive, good or negative about any subject. And like, there's no concrete answer to anything, right? For example, name a food that you consider good. That's good for your health.
Avocado. Yeah.
All right. So we all know avocado is good for us. Mm-hmm. Well, we feel like avocado is good for us.
Yeah.
Now, right here, let's do avocado.
Yeah, while you looking that up, there was I've been seeing on it's been coming across, I think, TikTok or something, where there's a doctor and he goes and fact checks other doctors.
Uh-huh.
Then they'll like put up videos of like, if you are highly stressed, they tell you to eat this food, and this food. Well, this is a bad food because of blah, 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 blah. This is a bad food because of blah, blah, blah. And then he's in his video, and he's saying, actually, that's wrong because this food does this. Actually, he's right about that one. Actually, that's wrong. But this is two doctors. You know what I'm saying? One's fact-checking the other. So I'm like, to your point, who's right?
Who's right?
Yeah.
So right here, the number one reason you shouldn't eat avocados is because they're too fattening.
I've heard that. Yeah.
But the number one reason you should eat avocados is because of the fattiness or whatever, the omega-3s or whatever that's in the avocado. I get on this because I watched a video of Dr. Sabi talking about pineapples being man-made and you shouldn't eat pine. They're one of the worst fruits to eat.
Yeah.
Pineapples.
Yeah.
What? When? Why? So now I'm like, okay, I can't eat pineapples. And then I go a little bit further into it. I'm like, okay, pineapples are man-made. Then they say broccoli is man-made.
Yeah.
You all, I know three legitimate, like IBB Pro, I think that's what it is, bodybuilders, like personally, these guys eat pineapples
and broccoli.
And broccoli.
Yeah, I was gonna say broccoli and rice be the main before competition. That's all they eat.
And their physiques are crazy. Not saying all bodybuilders are healthy because they be on other stuff. But I'm confused, man.
Yeah. So
I'm so confused. Is the earth round? Is it flat? Is it a triangle? Is it an octagon? What is it, man? It's crazy.
So, because you know, I be geeking out about a whole lot of stuff. And I go, a lot of times I go down these rabbit holes and I try to find what I do. A lot of times when I do research, I start researching the research. Mm. Like I look up, I go so far back into the logs and like for avocado, for example.
Yep.
I have heard doctors to say, like, if you have high cholesterol, you shouldn't be eating anything oily or fatty because oil is oil. Mm. However, the science behind omega-3s is just like there's good fat, there's bad fat. There's good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. The omega-3s help. There's certain things in the body, and the reason they say, I guess they still feel like that research isn't solid with food in general. Like broccoli, yeah, it was, what's it called? I was going to say hypoallergenic. Genetically modified, same as corn. Like the Indians did that to corn to make it edible and smaller, bigger because they needed more of it.
I didn't know that.
They did it naturally. It was like, you know, normally corn is like a couple of inches tall.
How did they do it naturally?
They, what they call, they basically, to make it, the way I understand it, it's almost like breeding plants. Mm. Like you have your, a hyper species. I can't remember what it's called when it's two plants. Like you've seen them do it with trees to where like the bird of paradise, they famous for doing it out here. They'll breed it with like a palm tree. I don't know exactly how they do it. I don't know if they put the seeds together or what.
But they ain't chemicals though.
No, okay, they ain't using chemicals. They basically just put them and they bind together and it forms one tree and it's like a bird of paradise is bigger than bird of paradise usually is.
Yeah.
So the Indians pretty much did the same thing with corn.
Ah,
okay. However, not to say corn is healthy because everybody like, you know, corn is inflammatory and all that type of stuff. But broccoli, I'm not sure what they do. But we talked about it recently how they changed Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts, you don't know if you was a kid back in the day, they were nasty.
Oh, yeah.
They changed the way Brussels sprouts grow to make them more edible. Yeah, they sweet. They got a little, you roast them. I'm like, I can eat Brussels sprouts all day. But like with the foods, it's like the breakdown of them. A lot of times the breakdown of them is just like, what does it have in it and why? Like one of the things, beets, you know, a lot that they say, you know, beets, it lowers blood pressure, does this, does that, beets is good. Mm-hmm. I was juicing beets and throwing it in a smoothie like every day.
Okay.
I did that for weeks.
Yep.
Went to the doctor and I don't do a lot of sweets.
Yep.
They said, you almost pre-diabetic. I said, how? She was like, your sugar content's too high. I said, I don't eat any sweets. I don't even like sweets like that. She said, so what do you do? I told her, I do a smoothie. She was like, what do you put in it? I told her, I was like, put bananas. She was like, bananas are really high on sugar, but they ain't that high on sugar.
Yeah.
So I was like, I usually do a beet or a beet and a half. She was like, the beets. Natural raw beets, they don't taste sweet, but they are full of sugar.
Them things are, I can take it because I'm just that type of person, but they are nasty.
Oh yeah.
And they're sweet.
That's why
they're
that's why I had to put bananas in the damn thing. No, beets are high as hell on sugar. Sugar content is like high. And I'm like, I think I'm doing good. I got this veggie smoothie. Yeah. I've been down in this thing. That's exactly what I was doing. Getting my healthy. Yeah. Got me some spinach and beets.
I had to kill himself with some beets.
But yeah, so as soon as I cut that out, you know, everything went back to normal. But yeah, like the internet, it can definitely be like, I'm always careful of what I look at when it comes to the internet.
Man, then you have these health gurus, right, that say eat this way, eat that way. But then you look at them physically, they're not what you want to look like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's a show.
I was going to say, that's the most important part.
There's a show, Naked and Afraid.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another show. I recommend y'all watch this show.
Naked and Afraid is good.
Naked and Afraid is funny. Naked and Afraid. And this other one called Alone. Mm-hmm. And it's where Alone is where they have people that have expertise in
survival.
Yeah. Like they know how to start fires without anything. They just can start fires.
Could you do
that? My life depended on it.
I was like, every time I see it, I'm like, I could do that.
I can make it. I'm gonna make some fire.
Something gonna burn.
Something gonna happen.
People gonna be like, y'all should go on this show. I'm not. I'll do it for a couple of days, maybe. Get me out there.
I can do it, but these people are doing it in bear country.
Oh yeah.
Bears, literally.
I need to do it in fall, winter. I don't need no spiders or snakes.
If there's no bears, I can do it. But these guys are like literally walking, and bears are like running up on them.
I seen one, the mountain lion. Was that on the loan where he was like right behind those dudes?
And he was stalking them.
Yeah.
Man, hell no. But anyway, in both of these shows, they show these people have to survive, right? To me, if you could survive without meat, right? Somebody would have come on one of these shows and said, hey, this is how you eat the vegetation. Mm-hmm. Blase, blase. And one man did. He did come on there. He's like, I'm going to eat these roots. I'm going to get these berries. I'm going to, he had grass, did something with the grass to make tea, everything, right? But he couldn't sustain his body weight and he needed fats. And he caught a fish and you could literally see this. His eyes open up. His man, dude got so much.
Calories.
He needed those calories, and he needed I'm assuming the fat from the fish. Mm-hmm. So just watching shows like that, I'm like, dang, I don't think you can just survive off plants alone. Obviously, some of you all are probably doing that, but to me, in nature, how I'm seeing it, that's how I'm looking at it. Yeah. So, internet just be having me everywhere. Yeah. I don't know what to believe in. Other than I eat what makes me feel good, and hopefully that works. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I think it depends on to live off the land and the land only, meaning you only eating vegetables and stuff. Like Africans, like back in the day, we were vegetarians. Like we didn't eat meat like that.
I can...
But it's the land itself. It's like you got to know what you're eating.
Now, I'm gonna pause you right fast because see, look at you. That's what happens when you start talking crazy. See,
oh, I'm talking crazy.
there was a documentary of this guy going into Africa, into like deep into Africa, where these guys don't even live with electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, wow, catching birds. Pop, breaking their necks, biting their heads off, putting it in their belt buckle, and they little, well, not belts, but they string, and saying whatever they saying in their language, like, this is a snack for later on. Going around. Yeah. I mean, eating whatever it is from off the land.
Yeah.
And a big catch for them is game, like meat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But they do survive off like the Beatles and there was this other animal that makes, was it a beehive? It was underneath the ground, but they were just going underneath taking scoops of honey or whatever. But my point is, even in those countries where they haven't done anything to improve, well, not improve, but they're not up to we in the 21st century, 21st century. They still eating meat.
Yeah, but it ain't like we consider that a main course. Like when you have a meal, it's like, what's the main course of the meal? If the meat is not named, a lot of people are like, but where's the meat? So you taking, like in all of Africa ain't the same. It's like there's jungles in Africa, there's plush landscape, there's deserts, and it's always been like that. Even the you know, back when you think of Kemet, were even, you know, up now. They weren't just killing and, you know, gorging down pounds of buffalo.
I agree.
Every, you know what I'm saying? It was like that was okay, that's good for right now, or yeah, we're gonna have this right now. But there was so much more, and they know how to eat off the land and not just, you know, take in, you know, Thanksgiving. What's the main course? The turkey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or every single day. Even now, if I'm throwing food on the grill, I'm like, well, what meat am I cooking? You know what I'm saying? It's like the big thing. And like, we know people, I mean, now when you think of, you know, vegans or vegetarians or whatever, it's easier, especially depending on where you at, it's easier because, you know, we got a lot of them eat processed things. I don't like eating things that taste like something that is not. Mm. If I'm eating something veggie or vegan, I want it to be vegetables and nothing else. I don't want to eat nothing beyond blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, it looks like burger, but it's actually, you know, beets and 3,500,000 milligrams of sodium. Like, I don't
want that. Man, them things be high in sodium.
Yeah.
I agree with the, you didn't say this, but I got this from what you're saying. For breakfast, Americans now, for breakfast, we eat meat. For lunch, we eat meat. For dinner, we eat meat.
Yeah.
A snack, we eat meat. Back in the day, is that the meat was like something you was a what's the word? A delicacy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're not going to just till our belly's about to pop with meat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I agree with that.
Also, the meat that we eat ain't that what great. You know what I'm saying? True. Like people say, you know, what one of the main things, you know, people cut at one of the main meats, first meats I cut out of my diet was pork. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let me get up off the pork. Nah, ain't for me. I'm from the South. Mm-hmm. Family had farms. We had cattle. We had hogs, pigs, whatever you want to call them. We had chickens, all of that. I grew up on pork chops.
Yeah.
My granny, that lady ate pork chops probably at least 2-3 times a week. Fried pork chops. But them pork chops came from her land.
Yeah. You know exactly.
My granny lived till 101.
Woo.
Died in took a nap, and went on to glory. Let me eat pork chops 3 times a week. Fried pork chops.
Yeah.
I won't make it to Christmas because it ain't the same. It's mass produced, and the mass production of meat is injected with chemicals, antibiotics, even the organic preservatives, all of that stuff. They got to be able to hold on to it and ship it.
Yeah.
The meat that we eat, and it tastes different.
Yeah.
Like the meat that I would eat in Kentucky from a family member's farm or something, the hamburgers or whatever, it tastes different from anything you would buy in any grocery store.
That's true.
Completely different.
My mom is from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to Jamaica every 2 years. We'll go there. My granddad, grandma, they lived up in the hills in the grill. They had goats.
Yeah.
Literally, man, I was probably. Curry
goat.
Yeah, boy.
Curry goat.
Guan, you know? We had a goat. They had a goat in the back, hung them up, slid them down the middle.
Uh-huh.
Everything. I'm seeing this at like 6. I mean, it was crazy. Oh,
yeah, I grew up seeing that too.
And we ate that goat that night.
Uh-huh.
And you could take like the smell of the meat. Just everything was totally. The beef patties in Jamaica
completely
versus
where
I'm getting it around here. You can tell the difference. So
Man,
the quality
of
the animal, the quality of the land, the health of the animal, all that. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
And that was my main reason for pulling away from meat. It was because of the quality of the meat that you're getting now.
Yeah.
And I, you know, dialed back to, I'll still eat lamb every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Because lamb isn't not to say the stuff is not done to lamb also, but it's not mass produced the way beef is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'll do fish because, granted, the stuff in fish too, but it's not as much, is not done as much as it is like chicken or beef or anything like that. So what I was gonna say about like the internet stuff, like you mentioned, like the earth and the roundness and stuff.
Yeah.
So the one thing I the reason I be standing so firm on the stuff that I know and the stuff that I've read predates the internet.
Okay.
Like I was reading this stuff before there was an internet.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of times it's easy for people to get lost because, like, when you go into, like, somebody putting up a video, you know, videos are easy to make.
Yeah.
But you go start reading literature and you go start, you know, reading articles and books. Ain't nobody going to put that much time into, you know what I'm saying? It, like, because it's a lot goes into it.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. And it's just like, how educated are you in this particular, any subject and dedicated to where you want to publish something? And what do you have to back it up? Because when it's like an article or something like that, it's easy to go find their references and then go look that up too. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, put it against other things that you, you know, discovered or whatever. But I get what you're saying. As long as you know. He said, shut up.
I text everybody this art with this Instagram.
It was
post.
True though. It was factual.
This guy was saying basically he loves coffee. So then he looked up bad things about coffee and they're like, oh, if you drink too much coffee, it hardens. It basically what I was saying, the caffeine will mess up your heart, this, that, another. He was like, what can I drink?
But then you can go and find the positives about coffee
but then
too.
You can, then he researched the health benefits of coffee. So you just confused. And then this man was just, well, as long as you understand your flaw, basically.
I did not say
that's what
why
he
you
said.
Take anything I
that's
said
what he
negative.
Said. As no, long as you understand that you got a flaw.
I said, as long as you're aware.
And I text him back, shut up, Mark. Oh, yeah. God damn it.
I can hear you. Shut the fuck up.
Shut up. This shit. But yeah, I'm gonna do my research on the research. Get back with y'all on that.
Yeah, the thing is I like stuff I meant like.
Hold up, that's my mama. Mama,
we were just talking about you, Miss Goosby.
I'm gonna call you back. All right. Okay, I call you right back. All right, bye.
Oh, just precious.
I did talk about it. Then I said, "That's my mama." I'm gonna call you back, Mom.
You still got on the phone?
I'm trying to end it. It's Mama Goosby.
Mama Goosby.
Yeah.
But now, so like, I would always geek out like on stuff that I was looking up, and that was like, that's something my dad was good at. Like anything I was looking up and got into, I don't know how he would always know more. He would always tell me some stuff that I would read the next day. It's like, I'd be damn. But that always made me go down these rabbit holes and stuff. And that's how, like, I will get stuck on something and I'm like, let me look up as much of this as possible.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I started to go into it, but I didn't want to. We was asking, I ain't going to say names out loud, about the whole Christopher Columbus thing.
Oh,
and I started educating him, but I didn't want to make him feel bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, this is actually, you know, what happened. Because I would go all the way to Christianity and how that was, you know, borrowed from ancient Kemet. I would go all the way in.
when we back around everybody, we should see where their head is with that. Well, I want to see because they're in that age frame.
Uh-huh.
I want to see. Go, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Now, it'd be interesting to hear, like, my kids, I'd make sure they know. I'm like, I don't care what you... Let what y'all talking about in history?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Let's run it down.
Do y'all kids think Christopher Columbus discovered America?
Yeah, you ask Marcus, he'd be like, "Nah, he got lost and rescued."
I know. I thought it until about graduated high school.
Yeah, because I mean that's one of the things. It's like they, you know, you hear people say history is his story, but there's so many flaws in it. And it's easy to see the flaws. Like even with, like I said, I'm a religious person. I consider myself with a believer, or, you know, some people say Christian, even though that's an improper term. I still see I don't use the Bible as a historical book because it's not historical.
Mm.
You know, the story of Isis, Heru, and Osiris, the Trinity, was around like 4,000 or 5,000 years before Christianity. Mm. That stuff you can't ignore. You know what I'm saying? I go deep into all
that.
I'm
about to say, you about to get deep.
Oh, I'll go so deep.
Y'all, feathers up.
Hey, they're going to be shooken. I'm trying to, and that's one thing I've always questioned. I've always questioned everything, like even as a kid. You know, my favorite book was Proverbs, and it says in Proverbs, question everything.
Mm. But you got an issue with me questioning stuff.
I don't have an issue with you questioning nothing. I don't have an issue at all.
Yep.
You just can't land on, I don't know, but I don't believe it. You give me something to give me something to latch on to.
moving on. What else you had, man? we gonna get into it over
here. No, we ain't getting into it. A lot of stuff I be agreeing with you on.
Moving on.
You brought up the one topic. I was like, I actually agree with him on that. Hey, I get it. Hey,
it's been another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Manshit, M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. You can go to manshit.com. Check it out. Goose. Go
on, hey, you can catch me on IG. That's G-O-O-L-Z-B-Y on YouTube, Building with Goose. And you can go to my website, underreptmerch.com. Get your crew neck. Yep.
All right, fam. Holla back at y'all.